This is it. That's a Labubu. I got one.
And what do you do with this?
It's a bag charm, Mike. It's a bag charm. It's a state of mind, really.
Okay. It's like, what do they have at the gym for the weights? A carabiner?
Yes, yes, that is what it
is. Have you named him?
I have not.
Don't they come with a name?
Well, Labubu was a character made in... So 2015, there was a Hong Kong illustrator. He had this thing called the Monsters Trilogy, where it was like these little monsters, kind of like a Where the Wild Things Are.
It's based off of that.
And one character was called Labubu, and he was like a mischievous little man.
But I thought these all had...
So I don't know. There's different editions. This one, to me, in my eyes, is the classic. I got, I think, one of the newer ones that's like really rarer, but... I saw this woman, Ellen, who had this one, and I go, I will trade you mine. But she goes, do you have the box? I'm like, I do. And
we did a swap.
At the wedding.
Oh, at the wedding. Okay.
Damn.
At the wedding.
I thought you were just walking down the street.
This is the one I wanted. I also like the blue one, but I don't need any more.
It's like pin trading at Disney.
I like the like mint-colored one.
Yes, the mint one. Like, there's like the classics that I like. Then there's the ones that have like Furby looking. I had got like a pink one. And I was
I like these ones. They have like a beige.
Yeah. It's pretty well constructed.
It is.
Feels like it's a substantial piece of.
It's not a LaFoufou.
Right, yeah.
I love a LaFoufou. They're so silly.
Wait,
what would you do if I just ripped this off?
What does that do?
Just nothing. It's like makes it look better.
Yeah.
It's like taking a tag off a Beanie Baby.
They're so cute.
They
found out Beanie Babies weren't worth anything.
Right.
This is not going to be worth anything in 6 months.
People are going to forget about these.
Yeah.
I bet 2 years.
These are going to be chuggy.
No way.
Two years?
Those little, like, angel doll things are already like...
It's like Funko Pop status in 6 months.
Funko Pops, though, is a market for Funko Pops. I fucking hate Funko Pops.
Yeah.
But all respect.
I guess it's kind of like Monster High dolls.
I just think they look hideous.
They are weird.
And there's like brains inside of them too.
What?
Like if you cut open a Funko Pop.
No way.
There is like a brain.
What?
Inside of a Funko Pop. I'm pretty sure that's true.
On all of them are maybe like science versions of them, maybe.
Are there brains in Funko Pops? Can we Google that? Jamie, pull that up.
Yep, 1 second. It comes with Pinky and the Brain Funko Pop.
Are there brains in Funko Pops?
It doesn't come.
Maybe I don't know. I saw a clip of someone cutting open a phone.
Maybe you had a dream about it.
Maybe I did.
You thought it was real.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to your favorite podcast, Good Influences.
Woo!
Hopefully you're having a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Today, we are going to be doing a topic that we have not done. Theme parks.
Before we proceed, please keep your hands and legs in the vehicle at all times for your safety. And an attendant will be around to check your pull bar before we depart on this episode of Good Influences.
What ride are we on?
King
Da Ka? No, not King Da Ka.
What is King Da Ka?
It's the one that goes...
It's like the longest...
It's the roller coaster that goes...
I think it's like the tallest one.
And it's just like one big...
Where?
New Jersey's claim to fame. Matt, let me tell you the history of King Da Ka. No, it's in New Jersey.
Yeah, but there's one in Ohio, too.
They copied
us. The Jersey one.
It was in high school.
Is the one I know.
Yeah.
So that's where I kind of wanted to start. Just going back.
I didn't know there was a legit one. Okay, sorry.
Exposures of theme parks. Or did you guys go to the same theme park growing up? Or?
No, I did,
but
yeah.
In the East Coast, King Da Ka in the mid-2000s was like made waves in the roller coaster industry because... It was the tallest and fastest roller coaster, I think, in North America.
What year?
Probably 2006.
I think it still is.
No, they took it down.
Oh, so it's...
They took it down. There was... I follow the New Jersey subreddit and...
Did someone
die? Wait, I know that. I just sent that to my friend Alyssa, who was like obsessed with it.
Why did they take it down? The Texas Titan was a huge moment in Texas at Six Flags, where the Texas Titan was like one of the biggest.
They took it down because they're making room for a new one, apparently, and it just kind of ran its course. But there was like... News articles about it. People were flying in from all over the country to like
November of last year. Six Flags Great Adventure New Jersey will be removing King Da Ka.
Yeah,
the world's tallest. And so there's coaster.
Like, what was the theme? What is King Da Ka?
It's a gorilla. King Da and then K A, which is
King
like
Da Ka.
So I'm assuming it came from like a.
I have no idea what it is, and I've been on it. It's fucking crazy.
Is it? Jackal? I hate the thing I hate about
this
it.
Is literally it.
Oh, is it cut? You just go up and down.
But it's like
so
shoot
fucking
off.
Tall.
It's like, it's like a 90-degree.
Yeah.
Like,
the thing is, sometimes it doesn't go over. And so you don't know if you're going to be the people that it just goes backwards.
And then they have to resend you back.
Oh, it's dear. There's chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And please.
It starts out on flat ground, and I think they send you 200 miles an hour. Woo. And the whole point is you have to make it over.
I think
this.
I read it was 125.
Maybe it's 125.
King Deca speed.
It's not that. It wasn't that.
128.
128.
They just did it more for the record, but not more for the thrill.
Yeah, oh, and like it's so short.
My butt is clenched just like Ooh, looking at that.
I would do it if I knew I was going to fall backwards. I think that would throw me into a panic attack.
I think that very, very rarely happened. It might have been if like the weight of it was too many people, but I think they probably did the math of like, why don't you wait for the next one, sir, and like make sure that it's light enough to get over. But yeah, that was our big, big claim to fame in New Jersey. And then now on the subreddit, you'll see like, some will be driving down the highway and you'll see like a semi truck with like a piece of it on it.
That's funny.
And it's like RIP, they're going to the graveyard with like a piece of King Deca.
I will say with like that at water parks, when people get like they don't make it through the loop, that gives me such bad anxiety because it's like how
what,
do you
wait,
get
what kind
out?
Of loop?
Like if there's a loop in
there, there's not like a backflip loop at a water park.
There was one on a cruise I went on last year. It was literally a circle.
And what, they just fall to the bottom?
They go backwards.
Okay.
Oh,
I
it's
know,
on a track.
I kind of know what you're talking about, but I don't think it's like a proper loop like a roller coaster. It's a...
I need an image.
I've seen this on TikTok where people like don't make it and they go back, but there's like another exit that they go down, right?
I would hope so.
Oh, yes. Hopefully it's like a trapdoor.
The trapdoor water slides. I was in Dubai at Atlantis. Oh, my brother and I, we were like, we bought fast passes. We said, we're going to go down every single slide. We get to the tip top of that little individual thing and it had the trapdoor. We saw the people go down and I said, absolutely not. Okay.
They come down from here and go up over that.
Okay, so it's an arch. I'm not talking.
That's a loop.
No, I'm saying like the tube does
like upside
that.
Down.
Like an upside down.
Like a loop.
Well, their
loop.
Feet are going down.
They're looping up, but they're not flipping. Like
I thought you were also saying a loop. Like
also,
that.
You will never fucking catch me in an enclosed tube like that.
Oh, come on.
Dude. Well,
I would not do that over the side of the ship.
I wouldn't do it anywhere.
But I would do it at a water park.
You think I'm trusting the minimum wage, high as fuck 16-year-old employee who's like, next, next. And what if they don't track that someone maybe got stuck in it and now...
Well, your feet first.
What?
At least your feet first.
Yeah, but then someone else's feet are going to come smack into
the
my head.
I'm like, vertical slides. Like, if I have to do this this...
Right.
I don't know if I really want to do it. Because if you act a lot as a kid,
Me too.
Now as an adult...
Oh,
like,
I've never done one like that.
This...
Yeah, no,
if you lift your arm, it'll like...
Fly,
and there's like a moment where like you feel like your body is just completely off
free fall.
I love a water park.
Me too.
Let's go to Hurricane Harbor.
Down.
I kind of hate a water park. I don't know why. I never enjoyed them when I was little. But I love an abandoned water park. There's so many vlogs of abandoned water parks, and they're so interesting. Like, people will climb to the top of slides, and it's so dangerous because they don't... It's been abandoned. No one's keeping up with the repairs or whatever.
It's this liminal, spooky
it's
space.
It's just really spooky, like, some of them... Or even theme parks. Like, there's abandoned theme parks that just have still, like, water in certain little, like, wave pools that are... That's been shut down for 10 years.
I love a lazy river.
Love.
Oh, I don't like waiting in line, though, at a water park. Because you're kind of wet. You're just like, come on.
It's a chilly day.
Yeah, it's a little...
I feel like TJ went to... They went, a couple months ago for a company party.
Okay.
And he said, like, we don't have to wait at all.
Oh, that's
nice. I feel like if we go in, like, an off season before school's out.
Yeah.
Or,
like,
Great Wolf
right
Lodge.
When school ends. Or it's right when school starts.
Like, September 8th or
something.
Totally. Yeah.
Still hot as fuck here.
Yeah.
But they have, like, adult days, too.
Maybe.
Honestly,
I love a lazy river.
Oh, I went to a wedding in Miami, and the wedding was at a hotel. And the hotel had a lazy river.
Gorge.
Nothing better. The morning after a wedding, everyone's hungover, kind of just, like...
Everyone just pissing in the pool.
Yeah, just,
Or you put on, I remember as a kid, we'd get goggles and just swim down the lazy river. You felt like you were just a fish. Yeah. Like, you're so fast. Love that.
Oh, yeah.
Or you would try to go the other way. Yeah. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I miss that.
I love a water park.
Do you guys know what the most popular theme park based on visitor numbers? Obviously.
Okay, but does this Disneyland? Is Disney included, or is this roller coaster?
Oh, are we talking about theme parks or amusement parks?
Is there a difference?
There
theme park is like Disneyland, Disney World.
Universal. Yeah.
The most popular theme park in the world based on visitors is number is blank.
Oh.
Say that again?
The most popular theme park in the world
Disney.
Based on visitor numbers is blank.
It's got to be Disney World.
Got to be Disney World? Yeah, in Florida.
It's Magic Kingdom at Disney World.
Okay,
consistently attracts over 17 million visitors annually, making it the most visited park globally. Also, what?
No, go on.
I thought this was so interesting. Doritos was created at Disney World.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
How?
What Doritos does that mean? Disneyland, sorry. Were invented at Disneyland in the early 1960s, initially as a way to reduce food waste at Casa de Fritos restaurant. A salesman noticed that tortillas being discarded and suggested frying them into chips. Frito-Lay executive Arch West saw their potential, and after some development, Doritos were launched nationally in 1966.
Yummy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mickey and Goofy back there. Just, what are we going to do with all these extra tortillas? Let's fry them.
What are you looking at?
Just things I prepped.
Oh. Yeah, theme park, amusement park.
Yeah, that was a big revelation when I discovered that those were not interchangeable words.
Come on, but isn't Six Flags kind of a theme park? It's Looney Tune themed.
No, like, Six Flags is a theme park.
Okay, she was saying it was kind of more of an amusement park.
I think Six Flags is an amusement park.
I think like Kennywood or...
Like Knott's Berry Farms or like...
That's amusement.
Those are amusement parks.
But they have like Snoopy...
Characters. I think if it has characters, it's a theme park.
I've got the answer.
Let's see.
The main difference between a theme park and an amusement park lies in their emphasis on theming and storytelling. Theme parks like Disney or Universal Parks create immersive environments with detailing, theming, storylines, and characters across various areas. Amusement parks like Six Flags or Cedar Point prioritize thrill rides and attractions with less focus on unified themes.
Yeah, because it is kind of all over at Six Flags.
Totally.
It can be Looney Tunes, and then suddenly it's like Justice League.
Right.
You're riding the Joker. Yeah. Like
I've never been there. I need to go.
There's no like cohesiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess also amusement parks is more just roller coasters. Like, it's just roller coasters versus Disney. You'll have like a...
little kids rides.
For kids or like a little more gentle... In my ripe old age, I don't know if I want to even go to like a Six Flags anymore.
No.
I did it.
I know, I'm curious.
Like after college, a band was playing at our Six Flags. RX Bandits was playing. We're like, we should go early, go on a bunch of rides, and then go see RX Bandits at like 4 p.m.
Bands playing at Six Flags was crazy.
So cool.
My first concert, like seeing, really? Britney Spears. Well, wait, Britney Spears was at State Fairgrounds. Second concert. I saw the A-Teens.
Amazing.
A-Teens and like Aaron Carter. It was the All That tour at Six Flags. R.I.P.
So we went at like 10 a.m. and we rode like the first roller coaster and we were like, wow, that was fucking sick. Now we're like 23. And then we went on the next one and we were like, I don't know how many more of those I can do. Like, we want to be relaxed for the show. So we ended up not doing any. And I don't know when's the last time you've been on like a shaky, just like wooden roller coaster that's just like fucking you up.
Yeah.
It's like you kind of get motion sickness a little bit.
You get like a concussion.
Oh. Yeah.
I feel like I'm really aware of my mortality now on theme parks. Yeah. Like, I could die. When you're a kid, you're like, yippee.
Yeah.
Again.
Now DJ, like, when they went to Six Flags, that same Hurricane Harbor trip, his back was fucked up for like a week.
Yeah, like you get like whiplash. It's like being in a fucking car accident. Yeah.
Roller coasters have now, I feel like, changed a lot since the 90s too.
Yeah, they've hopefully gotten better.
What's it called? Like XS or something. And it has like flamethrowers that like are going off while you're doing loops. It's like, this is insane what I'm going through.
The best part though, which like it's that slow climb. And the clicks, and you're just like, all right, that's enough. Yeah. That's enough. And then you look to see like that there's stairs next to you. And I'm like, okay, well, if anything goes wrong, at least they can get to us. And then,
except
like,
if you're in the loop.
Well, yeah. One,
people getting stuck upside down.
Some loops, I'm like, come on. Like,
I know.
There's one at Six Flags that I feel like is not fast enough. No. And I feel like I'm going to fall.
You're like trying to throw your body weight into it.
Or like if you see people stuck, I'm like, what would happen?
Oh, gosh.
Damn ruiner. But there's nothing like just you're at that peak and then it just goes quiet and then you fall. It's just like the best. That is worth the price of the admission.
I love that.
The click, 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 click. It's
and
like.
And then just.
You feel so alive. You're in total thrill mode. Fall. No one's ever like taking themselves seriously
on like, a roller coaster. I'm regretting every decision I ever made. Why did I commit to this? We're going to die. Like, this is fucked. And you're never going to get to the top. It's just going to be, it's like being in a fucking nightmare. But then that first fall, it's honestly, I would do one roller coaster. But people who do it for like
make them longer. I always feel like they're like, they need.
They're so short.
They're so short. They're like a minute long. I'm like,
I'm waiting in line for so long. Yeah, and then you're like,
There's that roller coaster at Disney that's like so, it's like cute. What the heck is it called?
The one in the dark?
No, I don't know. You're like on a little like cart. But it's alleged like they've done a study that says that that roller coaster, if you have kidney stones, you go on it.
Oh, and it shakes it out of you.
Thunder Mountain.
Yes.
Yes. They
it's
say
the healthiest ride.
Yeah, it helps you pass.
Yes.
A kidney stone faster. It's the most productive way to like get it moving.
Yeah, and they've done like studies.
Yeah, I've seen TikToks and they're obviously like jokes.
Is
but
it
it's
the
like,
one that's in the dark?
No, that's Space Mountain.
Space Mountain. Space
Don't
Mountain.
Like that.
I fucking hate Space Mountain.
Oh, come on.
I hate a roller coaster in the pitch black. What do you mean?
Yeah, I hated it when
there's
I was
no
a kid.
There's no thrill. I don't know where I'm going. Like, I'm just scared. I don't
rock
know.
And roller coaster is pretty cool.
Oh, rock and roller
it's
coaster.
It's fun, but I was disappointed when it got pitch black. I was like, okay.
You pick a song. Signs. I lost my wallet on rock and roller coaster.
Oh,
it
no.
fell out of my pocket, and then I went back to Universal the next day. And I was like asking, like, did you guys find my wallet? And they were like, no. And they had to talk to a bunch of people. And then finally I was like, is it in this? Or like, what about this stand? And they go, let's check. And it was right there.
Oh, hell
oh,
yeah.
So you got it back.
I feel like at Disney they changed to Space Mountain to like a Star Wars one. And I'm pretty sure I did it. But when I would get to this, I would just like do it to do it. Mm-hmm. I would close my eyes once we got into like the area. Because I get so freaked out. Like if you look down and then it's just like cement.
Yeah. And like you realize how close things are too.
It's scarier when there's videos of it with the lights on. Because sometimes it'll malfunction. And it's so much scarier. Because you can just see. It's not decorated or anything.
No.
It's just like a fucking inside of a building.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Like, tracks and rods and screws. Ooh.
Just the idea of like being in there. I don't like it. I'll keep my eyes open on a regular coaster.
I think
an
indoor coaster is pretty spooky.
Yeah.
Like they just don't feel right.
Do you put your arms up when you're on a roller coaster?
Sometimes, yeah.
But I always feel like they're going to get chopped off.
Yeah.
I'm the biggest like,
oh, you're so tall. Oh.
But I'm like, there's no way that
until you show up with two nubs next week. Just what happened?
Remember we found that roller coaster in Circus Circus?
Yes.
We walked around for so long and then we were like, holy fuck, there's a theme park. Like it just kept going and going and we were like, we gotta do this. So we went on a roller coaster.
My family
really
stayed
janky.
At Circus Circus as
I know,
a family.
You told us that.
And we rode that roller coaster. So well, funny. Yeah, my dad got a bad tip from a friend. We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. Now, y'all have heard us talk about Rocket Money before. I have been a user for probably 3 years now. I got the premium. I got all the bells and whistles. I love Rocket Money. I check it every single day. Matt also, Carly and Aaron are big. We're all big Rocket Money fans. Matt, tell the people what Rocket Money is.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place and know exactly where your money is going. For ones you don't want anymore, Rocket Money can help cancel them for you.
Rocket Money's dashboard gives you a clear view of your expenses across all of your accounts. You can get alerts if your bills increase in price, if there's any unusual spending activity, or if you're close to going over your budget. And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you. They automatically scan your bills to find opportunities to save. Then you can ask them to negotiate for you. They'll deal with the customer service so you don't have to.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when they use all of the app's premium features. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions and reach your financial goals faster with Rocket Money. Go to rocketmoney.com/good today. That's rocketmoney.com/good. rocketmoney.com/good.
And now back to the episode.
Yeah.
They're like, it's cheap, it's great for kids, and we walked in, it was like cigarette butts
it's
on the
gross.
Floor.
Oh, it's disgusting. But there's a charm to it.
There
I remember
is. There's it's a creepy charm.
It's like cute to but if you're not staying there, like you're definitely getting bed bugs.
No, like my parents, it was like disease. Me and it was like four kids under the age of 10. And it was the first time I ever like smelled what like cigarette smoke baked into a walls was.
Yeah.
And we rode the roller coaster. I didn't know. I didn't give a fuck. I thought it was awesome. But now I can't. Can you imagine? You think you're going to like Vegas? You see all the.
Yeah.
You show up to circus,
no.
fucking circus.
Have you rode the Manhattan Express in Vegas? The one that's at New York,
yes.
New York that goes
I've
outside.
I've heard it's terrible. It's like so rickety and like.
I love it. I think, I don't know, after you had a couple of beers and you get on that and it's like at night and the whole strip is lit up, you're like, yeah.
No, I've always wanted to do it, but I kept hearing how like shaky and like headachey it is. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, never mind.
I'm riding the Link.
What's the Link? Oh, is that the one that goes like.
No, it's
no,
the,
that's the X-Green.
Monorail.
It is a Ferris wheel that has giant bars are each little thing.
So kind of like the London Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a bartender and you do it for like 30 minutes.
That's fun.
It's awesome.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're going to a carnival, street little pop-up carnival.
No.
What
no
ride are you riding at a street carnival?
Probably none.
Whatever's closest to the ground. I've seen too many of those videos where like a whole mob will rush to like keep a Ferris wheel from
and then nuts and bolts are just like moving and they're using sandbags to weigh it down.
I'm not riding a thing.
No. I love a Gravitron.
What's that?
Oh, that thing.
The spinny one?
It just spins around and everyone's like,
oh, you're a freak for that. And you could put
just spin away.
You'll see like this like 5-year-old freak that's just like standing perfectly.
Well, the whole thing is you could put one leg up to start, and then as it spins, you put your second leg up, so you're basically sitting up against the wall and your feet are not on the ground.
I love
the
Gravitron.
But it's pure motion sickness.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, I couldn't. I can't even look at it.
I've never done one of those.
I hate the carnivals.
Wait, oh my God, this is crazy. There's an estimated over 4,400 children are injured in carnival ride accidents per year.
Yeah,
no. Makes sense.
We're not doing anything.
Total amusement parks, carnivals, and fairs see over 30,000 injuries annually.
Damn, that's too many.
I feel like amusement parks are 30,000.
No, there's a little bit more safety control there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like rides-wise.
But carnivals, like, kind of, I get...
I like going to
them. They stress me out. I feel bad for, like, dads and moms there, because it's like, oh, but you have to go buy the tickets, and then you're doing this weird fucking calculation of how much a ticket's worth, and you're like, what is up with the economy these days? And they're selling funnel cakes for, like, $20, and it's...
Yeah.
Chasing it's just, your kid around.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Where'd you go? Oh.
Scary rides.
Kevin? Have you seen Kevin?
Yeah.
Getting abducted by a clown.
I do. Okay, what about carnival games like a Midway? Even though I think those are fucking scams as well.
What's a Midway?
What's a Midway?
I like the shooting one with the water.
A Midway is the area in a carnival where they're like, step right up, come on, see your luck. Can you knock down the milk bottles? Like, close.
They're all scams. I do love.
But they're fun.
I love a TikTok where it's like an expert who's like, here's how to beat the milk bottles. You actually want to aim for the bottom left one because it's.
Squirting water with a gun?
That's what I
said. Do that all day.
Yeah.
I love it.
My horse is going to make it all the way to the fucking end. I can lock the fuck in on that game.
I love it.
That's a good one.
Balloons, darts. I don't know what we're doing
there. Oh, I like the balloon darts.
But there's a better chance to win.
Yeah.
I do love all the rubber duckies kind of going around.
Oh, yeah.
And you pick one up and you get a prize.
Yeah.
Water bottle or throwing rings on water bottles or Coke bottles.
That one I'm always like, bouncing. I feel like I can do it.
They're always there, but they're made to just bounce out.
I know.
Yeah.
You know you're getting scammed. I pay for the scam. I know that I'm not going to win. I'm paying for the experience of getting scammed.
Or also the basketball ones.
Oh,
where they're like, come on, man. You want to get a ball or whatever? And the rim is not...
It's oval-shaped. The rim is oval-shaped, and the ball is round. So it's basically impossible to make it in. But then you'll see some like kid who's like on the basketball team just...
And also the one that really gets you is the one that's like a plastic bucket. And it's just a ball, and all you have to do is just throw it into
that
bucket, and it looks so
easy. It looks
easy.
Like it's angled even it's to, hard. Like, keep the ball in there.
Who's that YouTuber, Mark Rober?
Yeah.
He did, like, a big carnival game one
I was,
and he kind of says how to really win at them and which ones are just total scams. Another one that I've always wanted to do, I just hate how many people watch you do it, is the one where it's like a tightrope thing. It's like a ladder on a rope. And you have to like balance.
Yes.
And you got to make
those.
It to the top. But it looks so easy, but it's.
It's probably so fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to try that.
You ever seen those? Like you fall off.
Into like foam or something?
Yep. I have.
Rewind back to water parks. We'll come back to carnivals. Water parks. Did you ever like do the surfing thing where you get the boogie board?
I love that.
And there would be like a whole fucking audience, but you would wait in line for 30 minutes.
Yep.
And your moment of glory of you going out there.
Immediate wipeout. Immediate wipeout.
It's so hard.
All right, next. It's so hard.
As soon as you fall, are you done?
Yeah, you're done.
Damn.
You're done.
Was there any kid that was just like doing it forever?
Yeah. Eventually they'd be like, all right, you're done.
Wrap it up.
You won.
I will say like wave pools really scare me.
Yeah, it's scary in general. Also, thinking about it being empty really scares me.
Oh, wave pools too? Yeah, because there's so many floats going on. Everyone's heads are bobbing in.
It feels like an ominous...
Like final destination.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And there's like eventually a rope at like the deep, deep end that you can't
pass
because that's where the monster wave is making underneath
it. I don't like that at all.
Ooh, right?
Ew.
What if that is a dark place?
Ew, I hate the thought of there being something that's making it wave.
Yes.
Like a big ass fan.
I would get my goggles. I'd be like, what's
down there? You get
Riptide
coming for you?
Matt, I got to do research when I get home.
Oh, God. What is making a wave pool?
Under the water in a wave pool.
Isn't
there a place in Palm Springs that is like an indoor surfing place?
Yes. Well,
there's a few of those.
There's indoor surfing places where you basically do the
outside
simulation.
Things. Yeah,
but this one makes like waves.
There's the one that's an outdoor ranch where it's basically an old locomotive train that moves this big thing that causes waves to go. So, like bachelor parties, a bunch of surfer guys usually do it. Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. Says enjoy the underwater video of the wave pool in Disney's water park. Okay, that's not a good one. Actually,
I've never. Been
I just want to see
pool.
What the fuck.
What?
That doesn't
in
sound
a wave pool.
You've never lived.
You probably have.
I just
we're going to Hurricane Harbor, and you're doing your first wave pool.
See, it, like, what's the point?
For fun.
It's fun. It's like, whoa.
Like, look at them.
It's like being in a pool.
I hate that.
Some momentum. It's like being in the ocean, Mike. What the fuck is the point?
But the ocean is like nature. You're connecting. It's salt water. It's like part of the earth. This is some fucking...
Yeah, what is making a wave pool go?
There's like a machine.
There's a machine.
I know, like, I understand a machine, but
it's
like...
It's a big internal
I need to see
flap
it.
Behind a grid that's going... Groom,
ew,
groom,
the noise?
Groom, groom. Yeah. So back to the Midway.
We think, like, as a group, Disney World is better than Disneyland.
Agreed. I just wish I could go visit Disney
World. Of course.
The castle's
but
better.
But I do like land.
You have...
Epcot.
Animal Kingdom, Epcot, which I've never been to Epcot.
Oh, my God.
I know. Never been.
That's wow.
Last time I went to Disney World was 1998.
Oh, my God. We got to go.
That's I'm going
around
in November.
The world.
Did you're you know going that to Disney World in November?
Yeah, because there's a Warped Tour stop in Orlando, so we're going to make a trip out of it.
Fun. That's
meet
fun.
Me out there.
Guess how much it is. You know how like some you know rich people will get the private tour?
Yeah.
How much is... I Googled it last night. How
a
much
private tour Disney of
Disney World?
World?
So you
is
get,
it more than $10,000?
Really great guess, Aaron. Well, let me just find it.
That seems like the best thing in the world to just have a person who knows their way around the map.
So
I feel like I've only been to Disneyland with like people
who
love
like
Disney who
in.
Know their shit.
Yeah.
So Disneyland VIP tour costs. So it's $500 to $900 an hour.
Per person?
An hour?
Well, so hear me out.
Okay.
Minimum 7 hours required.
Okay.
Oh my
Jesus
God.
So total range, it would be $3,500 to $6,300 for day and up to 10 guests per guide.
Worth
you pay
it.
Per guide, not per person, but your park admission
and
is not included
pass.
In that. So you still have to buy your tickets.
And
which
the
is
fast
what,
pass
like
too,
$150
right?
bucks?
No, lightning pass with the private guide, lightning lane pass, that's guaranteed. Backstage entrances, I can't say anything. Priority access to most attractions, personalized itinerary built around your interest, park hopping between Disneyland and California.
That's not
you know
worth
what?
It.
It. What is it kind of worth it? 10
it would be
people.
Like $600 max
per person.
Per person on top of them. So it has to be like, guys, we're splurging.
That's 10 people.
You're doing it big.
Yeah.
It's you have not, to have 10 friends that you want to do a whole day at Disneyland with. Or Disney. I guess we could find 10 friends.
You need
I feel like
one
it'd be worth
really
it.
Rich friend who covers half of it.
Right.
And then it's like.
And everyone owes $300.
I mean, think of
enough.
How much money you spend already going to Disney. This would just be like the ultimate way to do it.
Yeah.
And I feel like even with a group of 10, it's like it wouldn't be chaotic because you have someone telling
right.
you what to do the
where
whole time.
Yeah.
If you had another friend who had kids and you wanted to do like, hey, both your families and you lived in California, we're like, we just go down there, we commit to doing this.
Totally.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That sounds so sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Breakfast with Mickey is included. I do love a Breakfast with Mickey.
Club 43 or
I
whatever
just
that is.
Club 33. I have information on that. Do you want to know stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
I know people who are members.
So, Club 33. Let me pull it up. Club 33 is a members-only private club located in the New Orleans Square at Disneyland Park. It was originally created by Walt Disney as a VIP lounge for corporate sponsors and special guests. It offers fine dining, a full bar, one of the only places in Disneyland with alcohol, but that's now changed because you can now drink, I know, in the Star
California
Wars area.
California Adventure.
No, but now you can drink in Disneyland because Star Wars is
really?
In Disneyland. It's not
they
in
have alcohol there?
At the Star Wars bar, yeah, you can drink.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And
is it only in Star Wars land, though?
Good question. I want to say yes, but that's usually the only area I drink at. there are also Club 33 locations at other Disney parks like Tokyo, Shanghai. Okay, initiation fee to member or to Club 33. What do y'all think? And there's annual dues as well.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say $5,000 initiation and maybe like $1,000 a year membership.
I feel like it's way more.
I'm going to say like $10,000 initiation or per year.
But how often are you going to Disney World where you're going to go?
People are freaks. People are rich. Also, people are just so fucking rich that they're like, yeah, I want to be.
Now, the wait list can be years long and invite only or referral based. So I don't know what Raya. Plays into that. But yeah. Initiation fee around $25,000 to $50,000 plus for initiation. Tries. Annual dues $10,000 to $20,000. So like this is your country club, I guess.
Eat the rich.
Who's fucking going there? Like, oh my gosh, can you believe it? The Fantasmic show last night was even better than that. What? Like, fuck off.
For real. And who's like, and also who's going to Disney parking, walking through the whole park just to go to Club 33? I guess it's cool, like, if you're there already.
If you're $100 million, it's just like maybe your assistant is just like, I'm just going to get them signed up for this just so when they go,
sure. Yeah,
well, it's settled. But
the person I know who goes there, that is very much his situation.
Just ridiculously rich.
Mm-hmm. And so it's just a little fun thing, a little fun perk. But what's I'm like, let's go ride some rides. I don't want to have to get all stiff and fancy.
What can you like bring guests? What's the rule?
I believe so. Yeah, yeah. You totally can. Everyone I know who has gone,
they've been a guest. Been a guest. Yeah.
You haven't been though, right?
No. And I used to be really interested in the idea of it, but like the more I think about it, I'm like,
the person I know got married at Disney. Like shut the park down.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Do I want to ride my bike around Disney.
That would be fun.
Like, imagine the park's just empty, but you get to just like
ride your bike.
Yes, because like you don't have to deal with all the people
That'd
around.
That'd be so sick. It'd be like your own little
fantasy
world.
It's really crazy there. So many people.
I know.
It seems like it's like not even worth going now. You see these TikToks where it just looks like a subway station in like Tokyo or something where it's just packed to the fucking gills.
Yeah. Theme park question. You walk in, which direction do you go?
What do you mean?
Left or right?
You should go left.
Correct.
They build theme parks basically where you start. They like want you to go through a specific pattern. So like at Universal, for example, when you get there, it like leads you to the right. You start in like Simpsons Land and then you go to this area, then you go to this area. But if you go the opposite way of like what feels right and you're there like first thing in the morning, you get on way more rides throughout the day because you like where everyone else is ending their day, you're starting the day. So when I went to Universal, we literally made the left
in
and it's
LA.
Like, yeah. And you have to just like, it's a little bit inconvenient and you're going farther than you want. I would say the first five rides, there was not even a wait.
Damn.
It's a brilliant tactic. It's a nice, I don't know if it works at like Disney,
kind.
But smaller
just,
parks.
People just tend to go there. So those areas are busier. If you're starting the day early, you can have a little bit more room. And
I feel like people who go to Disney go with a plan. They're like, okay, we got to go to this place first. We can get the fast pass in. And then we got to go to this place.
I'll respect the Disney adults, though. Like, I love that they have something.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people grow up with no money. Their parents never took them to Disneyland. And they work so hard to have a job where they can actually afford to go. So they want to go all the time. And there's something to look forward at Disney all the time. It's like religion. Like, or
I just said this like two podcasts.
We did.
Yeah.
Sorry, your exact guys. Thing. I think it was one that went up this week. You
I'm
were like, they
repeater.
Probably don't have a religion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You did say that.
I wish I was so into something like that.
What?
I wish I was really into something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
You are. Taylor Swift.
Not really, though.
Mm. If Taylor Swift had a theme park, you don't think you'd be a member?
I feel like it's kind of the same.
I feel like deeply connected to her music, but I'm not like, oh my God, she's in town. I got to find where she is. Like, I don't care that
much. It was like a Dollywood,
much.
But like Taylor. Like
Dollywood?
Like Dolly Parton has her own
I don't think I would be
theme
like,
park.
I mean, I'm sure I'd go, but I wouldn't be like, I have to be the first person there. Like, oh.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. I wish, I mean, I'm talking about like people who are obsessed with Disney and like collect things and, you know everything about
it'd be
it.
It'd a little exhausting. Like, it could honestly like ruin the magic for you. Cause you're
Do they drive you around in a cart if you have the special access? Because I feel like the walking alone.
I've never seen
so
people
many
getting
steps
driven
in them.
Yeah.
It's
like an airport.
No, I always see celebs like just
walking
normal
around.
Walking. But they always have the guide.
Yeah.
Back I up, really want to do that.
You do?
Get a celeb guide?
No, just a regular one who knows everything.
Just a guide, like a tour guide.
I think that would be
Actually,
really cool.
I think I have done that, yeah.
We was do it for a video.
Nice?
Yeah, it was just easy. We were just first in line for everything.
Yeah, that's so
that was
sick.
The best. But we didn't like do anything to enhance the magic.
Enhance the magic.
You want to meet Mickey? Go meet Mickey.
Oh, I love... I met Anna and Elsa pretty drunk.
It's crazy, like, the actors, how good they are at their roles.
I've definitely said this a million times. Like, I need a reality TV show of, like, Disney
cast members.
Yes,
oh,
but
that's
like,
really
it would
good.
Never
they're just
happen.
Smoking cigs like yeah. backstage, like this.
Like
fuck
they
camp.
All, they're all like theater kids. Like you know, they're all fucking. You know, there's so much drama. Yeah. Like it would be so good.
Yes,
but like
it would
they're
never
like
allow
blood
it.
Bound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought this was interesting. There was a theme park called Heritage USA, which was a Christian theme park.
Sign me up.
televangelist Jim Baker. Did I say his name?
I think so.
It went bankrupt after scandals and a hurricane. But there was like sex scandals and stuff, I guess. It says Heritage USA was a Christian-themed amusement park, water park, and residential complex located in Fort Mill, South Carolina. It was founded by
televangelist
Jim and Tammy Faye Baker in 1978.
Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Huh?
Tammy
that
Faye.
That lady?
Yeah. Jessica Chastain played
yes,
Tammy
there's
Faye
a movie
with
about it, I
Andrew
believe.
Garfield.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or about them.
Yeah.
Or something. And I think I think this park is like a part of the movie a little bit or something.
What are the, you get to be Jesus on a cross.
Like, well, guys, we got to go ride Noah's Ark. You're going to get my +1, right? Because we have to only go in twos. You have to have twos, okay?
It's great.
There's no single riders on Noah's Ark.
At its peak, it was one of the most popular theme parks in the U.S., attracting 6 million visitors annually. However, scandals involving Jim Baker led to the park's closure.
The food court is just like communion and
David
wine.
And Goliath just like shooting like tiger's eyes out. Yeah. There's like a magician turning water into wine. Like,
yeah. He was like involved in fraudulent activities and like sex scandals. And this was like right before... He was accused of sexual assault almost a decade before Bill Clinton was impeached for sexual claims, proving that power often leads to abuse. These factors led to the downfall of the park in 1989. Heritage USA closed its doors for good.
Oh, 1989. Damn.
How do you guys feel about people like matching?
Disney?
Yeah.
Like...
You know,
I like
their
it.
T-shirts and stuff.
I think it's smart.
It,
if you're with
parents, it helps keep your eyes on your kids. Like all of my family's wearing red shirts.
I think it's cute.
Yeah, I remember one time we went to Disney as a kid and we thought we lost like my youngest brother and it was a fucking 9/11 style meltdown. Just like losing kids there has got to be something that happens every fucking minute. Yeah.
I lost myself at SeaWorld one time.
Oh, God.
Like I was a kid and I could not find my mom. Like I was very scared, but I backtracked my steps. I found my mom, but I had walked away. And I got really scared. Oh, my mom didn't
that's the
even
worst
know.
Feeling. It happened to me at a Target and when I was little and I went right up to customer service. I was like,
oh, yeah.
Hell.
Can you call my mom?
My mom?
Did y'all go to SeaWorld at all growing up? I guess y'all didn't.
No, I was like too woke. Just kidding. No.
I feel like I definitely, I don't know.
I don't think we didn't have any.
Old, like a handful of times.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't have rides there, do they?
Cindy.
I loved, there's one in San Antonio.
But it's
I,
not rides.
There are, oh. Now they're building more rides because they want to make it less about the animals and more like the amusement park.
Yeah.
It's in San Diego too, right?
I loved SeaWorld until I grew up as an adult and realized how fucked up it was. But SeaWorld, I felt alive at SeaWorld.
I mean, it'd be really, if they were actually taking care of the animals and it was like fair and healthy and everything, it'd be pretty sick.
I think I've been to the one in Florida.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was like, I've definitely been to see some Shamus.
It is really sad, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's so...
not as an adult.
Yeah. Shamu. Oh.
I will say there's a show... They're like, I'm at SeaWorld. I'm like, you're posting that?
Right. It's like something you would never even want to go
are they
share.
Like, I wonder, like, are they American? Do they know? Are they tourists who are just like,
we,
I don't
when
know.
That movie came out, though, like, we were all internet
Blackfin
plugged in.
Or whatever it's called. What's it called?
Blackfish.
Yeah.
But, like... You know, if someone grew up and they were 8 years old when that came out and now they're like, you know, 18.
Maybe they were Amish.
Maybe.
Probably, Aaron. That's probably what it was.
The big thing, SeaWorld right now does not breed in captivity, right?
I don't know anything about SeaWorld.
I can look it up.
Not
I didn't even
up.
Watch the
I think that's what they have promoted. Like, we are not breeding animals in captivity. It's like a rehab. And once again, I'm not justifying SeaWorld. I'm no spokesperson for SeaWorld.
Yeah, Matt loves
but I
SeaWorld.
Think that's the angle that they're playing now, where it's like, we're not breeding
the
these whales
stuff.
To
it
do
says it doesn't breed orcas.
Orcas.
In 2016, it announced it was ending its orca breeding program.
So that means it's going to end.
Yeah.
There will be like the last orca.
Yeah. It says, and the whales currently in their care are the last generation at their park.
Because they can't even, as much as they would love
because
to free them into the wild, they can't.
Yeah.
They're dangerous.
They would die.
It's just so sad.
Because they're not like equipped to survive. That's so fucking sad.
Yeah.
I
love
it.
Free Willy.
Oh, me too.
Hold me like the River Jordan.
All right, that one's going to get copyrighted for sure.
MJ? It's so good.
Oh, yeah. It just feels like a nostalgic.
I love a good ride. That's not a roller coaster.
Yeah, you do.
I like I love VR rides. The more of that stuff. Oh. I love the Harry Potter thing. I love Simpsons.
Oh. Yeah, where it's like a big fucking screen and you're moving, but it's not like too much.
I don't really like it. Soaring California. I kind of like it, but.
What? I have to close my eyes because I get like sick.
Oh, I just love the Harry Potter kids. Like, come on. Yeah. Thanks for helping us. Yeah. You did good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I know.
Thanks. I did fucking nothing.
Come on. Yeah.
Like, hurry. We got to find.
And I'm like, this guy did nothing flying around you.
Whoa. Be careful. Whoa. He almost had me there.
The fucking spiders when it stops up with the spiders.
Yeah, my eyes are closed.
I always think about like the writers of that ride. Like, they had to like write a script for these like characters to say on the ride. And like, are they really getting to like big spats of like, what? No, we can't do that. That's not going to make any sense in the story. It's like, dude, it's a fucking roller coaster. Just
there's always like the guy in the beginning who's like, whoa, wait, who are you guys?
Yeah.
You got to have.
That's like a big universal match.
Put on the glasses.
Yeah.
You got to be safe. Let's go.
Let's go.
Couldn't have done it without you, team. It's just. But there was like a writer's room where they were like, all right, we got to figure this ride out.
Yeah,
like,
tell a story.
Yeah.
They're like Imagineers. That's like what Imagineers do.
Oh, yeah.
That sounded like the coolest job in the world when you're a kid. Yeah. Disney Imagineer.
Imagineer.
Use your imagination all day.
I know.
Not our roommate.
Our neighbor at our like old apartment, she worked for Disney. I don't know if she was an Imagineer or like she worked in some sort of department.
Yeah.
But she lived in Texas and they did like the princess move when she got job where they literally like pay for you, get all your shit and move it to wherever you are relocated.
Which princess like typically move?
Yeah, I think
is
that's
this
what
a
they
Disney
call
term?
It. Yeah.
Whoa.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
To be a
princess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be tough working for them. I feel like you got to sign a lot of stuff.
Working at Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like one of the strictest companies in the world.
Imagine like you work so hard to get that like prince position or something. And like something just like happens to your character. You're like, oh, fuck. Like,
what?
Like, you're on the job or something and maybe like some little kid was like behind you and you trip and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. First day.
It ruins
you, like,
everything.
Spooks, you're like, fuck. Like,
you have to be like a method actor.
Yeah. You have to make sure that it's just not in your vocabulary at all.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Oh, mother, I need a show.
Well,
I just picture all the freaks, like a guy
at Disney.
Be Minnie Mouse for me tonight, babe.
They're definitely
that's
freaks.
Not my more normal character.
Yeah. And
I need it.
You could maybe talk to Bravo, email them.
I just would never be able
Disney
to.
Disney would
made.
Never allow it.
People like work their whole life to be like work at Disneyland and World as those.
Yeah,
people.
You do like the Disney Academy or there's like a Disney a study abroad thing or like you work for Disney.
Yeah. Disney at Sea.
Yeah, and they all live like in apartment complexes together and like go to
Should
work.
Should we go on a
day.
Disney cruise?
That
because of the kids. Like I don't want to be around a bunch of kids.
I mean, yeah. I don't
First,
either,
we can't go on the bananas cruise. Now we can't go on the Disney cruise.
Bananas. Cruise.
I really don't want to go.
Bananas.
If I don't have kids, I don't want to go on a cruise that is tailored for families.
Yeah, that's weird.
I want to sit there and just read my book.
I saw the A-list invited me on a cruise.
What?
Oh,
yeah. I think
what
I can't go on it because it's
what the.
No, it's like a EDM one.
Okay.
Can't go, though.
Oh, bummer.
Well,
in our last episode, I brought up a toilet-themed restaurant, and there is also a toilet-themed theme park in Korea. It's called
what the hell is going
South
on over
Korea
there?
Toilet Theme Park. It's also known as Mr. Toilet House. Features exhibits on the history and culture of toilets, including historical toilets, space toilets, and the evolution of flushing systems. It also explores the role of toilets in different cultures and the efforts to improve global sanitation.
Seems like this not a
more
theme
of a museum.
Park.
Yeah.
Additionally, the museum.
Yeah.
Additionally, the museum includes a children's experience center and a toilet-themed sculpture garden. It's weird because it says themed.
So it's like one of those things where you're like on a cross country trip and it's like the biggest ball of yarn.
But like look at the building. It's a big
toilet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Wow.
A toilet themed museum I'd probably
pretty
go
cool,
to.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I'd spend an afternoon. Mm. Yeah. I don't need to want to go on the swirl again. Like I'm good.
I do like that ride at a water park. That like big
like a big cone.
Yeah.
And like whoa.
I don't know if I would like any of these rides at a water park.
Well, we're going to hook a GoPro right up to your
get
head.
Get your sunscreen. We're going.
I'd rather go to like Disney than a water park. Water park. Then you have to get wet the whole day. Am I wearing flip flops? Am I wearing shoes? Where am I putting my phone?
Okay, sorry. Can I say this
in your waterproof information? Case.
I think it's interesting.
What's up?
This are we still talking about the toilet?
Yeah,
park?
We can.
it says in 2007, this guy named Sim constructed the world's first toilet-shaped house in Suwon City, which he lived in until his death in 2009. After he passed away, the house was converted into a museum documenting the world's water closet culture through men and women's bathroom signs from around the globe, photographs of public toilets, and information about the importance of sanitary bathroom facilities. And then it was in 2012 expanded into a full-fledged theme park, complete with scatological sculptures and different style of toilets, such as squat toilets traditionally used in Korea, European chamber pots, and historical urinals shaped like four-legged creatures with a round hole in the place of a face.
They're doing a different situation over there in that part of the world.
Well, it says, while visitors are welcome to mimic relieving themselves, making for some fun photo opportunities, the park has its own set of modern bathrooms available for...
They better have the best fucking bathroom in the world
They definitely do.
I should just walk in and be like, I didn't even do anything. The what?
The Larry David bathroom.
I wonder if it would just make you feel like you gotta go to the bathroom the whole time.
Like, oh, what if I have a diarrhea? I guess it'd be the place to go. But in Korea, too, it's like, not shameful at all. Talk about like poop and toilets and stuff.
Everybody poops.
I mean, I'm not ashamed.
No, me neither.
I just think it's fucking weird.
I just think if it was opened in like LA,
you
want
to pay $40 to look at like pictures of poop. I don't know if that's...
It's actually not that expensive.
Well, okay.
Like, I think it's like free, to be honest.
Okay.
The museum?
Yeah, admission is free.
Good. Better be.
Though the museum accepts donations to continue its mission to improve toilet hygiene and education.
Have you ever been in the Museum of Sex in New York?
On Hollywood? Oh.
No.
Uh-uh.
There's one out here?
I think so.
I thought so too.
We should save museums for another time.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, museums. Yeah, I don't know. Shit.
Do you have a favorite ride of all time that you're like, oh, I love that ride?
Oh, great.
I love a log ride. Like, I love Splash Mountain. I love
a log ride.
I love the Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park is a great ride.
Yeah.
That is so much
fun.
Fun.
Hey,
a log ride.
Light splashing. People who want to go down a big old thing and we're getting soaked.
No.
That's for the water park.
Yeah.
I'm not walking around with damp fucking shoes.
I know.
If it's hot as fuck out though, lube me up.
Maybe.
But if it's like 75, I'm freezing after
that. Yeah. Get a poncho. Yeah.
Okay, fine. I take it back.
It's like, I'm not like a big ride person either. So that's like I like that you get like a little show before the ride. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love mannequins or like going down. Anything where I'm cruising peacefully and I can look at scenery.
Yeah.
And people be like going.
Yeah.
I eat that up.
Yeah, me too.
I know. I'm at peace.
Yeah. I haven't been on Splash Mountain since it's been rebranded to Tiana's.
Oh, right.
I gotta go.
I gotta go too. There's also the Avatar theme park. Where is that?
In the world. It's in the world. I think it's a Magic Kingdom.
Okay. That looks really cool too.
It's very cool.
All right.
I've been there.
Well, sorry. Isn't there like a Star Wars ride that people like actually freak out on?
There's one that like gives people miscarriages. Or it's not, it's in like Epcot, or it's not Star Wars, but it's a space simulator.
It's scary.
It's G-Force.
Like people are literally filming themselves being like,
I lost my baby.
Holy shit.
Well,
I think that's probably it.
You shouldn't be going on this.
Yeah, they probably
can't go on that.
Not to victim shame,
but like,
well, you're not supposed to ride like that.
Yeah.
They say if you're pregnant and have a heart condition, you shouldn't be
riding. You're going on like a roller coaster that's going like 100 miles an hour.
But whenever I see these videos, I'm like, now I want to experience it because it looks so insane.
What are the videos?
Well, now I know if I get pregnant. Where to go?
It's like this little room you go into, and then suddenly it just starts feeling.
CBS,
like,
Aaron, Plan B.
Yeah, Julie.
Disney.
Oh, Julie, you're right.
It's like Disney Space, G-Force. It's like
G-Force.
At Epcot.
Like the movie with the hamsters.
G-Force.
I would go on that ride.
Oh, yeah. G-Force, a guinea pig ride?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is like a franchise of something that you love that you wish was.
Real Housewives.
A ride.
Okay.
A Real Housewives.
Quarters.
Like a log ride? A Real Housewives.
Yeah. Like they're just yelling
arguing
at you.
And you're bumping Stassi's
in. Like, I don't know what I did, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
Mine's Hoarders.
Oh, whoa.
That'd
they're
be
going
cool, like,
into
land.
Different people's
Hoarders
like,
land.
I have to figure out their mental problem by whatever they're like collecting and stuff. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that'd be fun for me.
Oh, brilliant.
That's really good.
That's something you could ask like AI to make.
No, this is like so fucked. My 600 pound life. Park. I know that sounds so fucked up.
What
like,
kind of ride you want for my
I don't know, animatronic people.
It would just be like a crane taking you off of a apartment.
It's the doctor that's on the show. What's his name? Doctor.
Oh, yes.
He's like, he's very like you would know if you saw him, I forget his name, but like
yes, I know who you're talking about.
I think a Hoarder's, maybe a Love After Lockup ride. You have to initiate writing the person in jail and then seeing if it
yes
if it ends up in a good
damn
situation.
What would I want? Mad Men, but you can smoke.
Ooh.
There's like ashtrays. Like
that's pretty good.
Yeah, Mad Men.
You could simulate the intro, like the roller coaster is doing you falling.
No, what if it's like a like almost like you know like raft ride? Like it's not in water, but like you know raft ride, how it's like you're in circular like that.
Kinda, sure.
Like a raft ride.
Oh, yeah, you're like...
But it's like, but you're on a, like a little roller coaster track and you're in like a 60s, is it in the 60s? I forget.
Yeah.
Like a 60s like themed everything. It's like...
That could work.
And they let you smoke cigarettes.
I think like an Austin Powers like ride would be really fun. But it would be like a Back to the Future thing where like you're in a car with him like going around trying to like...
Yeah.
Oh, fun. It could be like the Cars ride at Disney, but like Austin Powers and you go into like
yeah, baby, yeah.
Oh, that's
I love the Cars ride.
The Cars ride is so fun.
It's the best.
It's so pretty, too, when it's like
that's
dust.
Like my dream ride.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like the weather's perfect. It looks gorgeous.
Radiator
it's not
springs.
Scary.
It's not scary. It goes fast.
Honestly, they fucking made it for me. Super Mario World, that shit was like going to church. I'm just.
Oh, you went?
Yeah. It was.
At uni?
Yeah. It's like.
Are there rides?
There's one ride.
Okay, cool.
I got the chills. I didn't do the ride because it was a 3-hour wait.
Yeah.
But the world, I 3 hours is my whole fucking day. And when you buy the fast pass, it works for every ride except for that one.
Oh, that's a racket.
Kind they of
a
always bummer. Do that.
But God, do I want to ride that ride so bad. It's
there's like food and stuff in there, right?
They have like other, I think they have like a show of some kind. Story. I can't really remember, but just like seeing all these like, but like the coin boxes and the like flower bad
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, very
and
fun.
It was very, very cool. I do think, is there a Back to the Future ride somewhere?
Yes. It's at
Universal.
Universal, but not here.
They just
in
did
LA.
Like a, that whole experience.
There used to be one as a kid, I remember.
I have a feeling
I
went on the ride.
There's an ET one in Orlando.
Yeah, that I remember.
Wait, what are you asking? I might know.
Back to the Future ride. There did, Mike, one did exist, and it may still exist, but not out here.
No, definitely not.
Back to the Future?
My ex was obsessed with Back to the Future. He would have known.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a couple months ago now, but they had a fan event, and it was like a Back to the Future event at Universal, so like the park was kind of, you could go at night.
Damn, ooh. I fucking missed it.
Yeah, it was cool. I saw a bunch of people that I'm friends with went, and they were posting about it, and they like, I don't know the characters, but they would like come
yeah,
out
Marty
and
McFly,
act it out,
Doc.
And yeah, it said we explored Hill Valley.
That's
they
so
like
cool.
built it.
Yeah, I would have loved to do that. I did go see the performance at Pantages.
The musical. We're going back to
it
the future.
It says Back to the Future, the ride, was a simulator ride located at several Universal destinations and experiences. It seems like it's no more. But it was at Orlando.
Good thing we have a time machine and can go back to when it still existed. Right, Doc?
That's right.
Damn. The first one was 91 to 99, and the next one was 99 to 2007.
I want a Melrose Place log ride. You got to watch Melrose Place.
I watched like probably like 5 episodes.
Oh, okay, beginning sucks. It gets so good.
Yeah.
When Heather Locklear comes in, it's just drama.
Yeah, they're just so hot.
Yeah, it's great.
Got to keep watching. Yeah. What else?
Well, Disney had a water park called River Country, and they had to shut it down because people were getting brain-eating amoebas from the water.
Oh, they weren't chlorinating the water.
Bummer.
Did they die?
Yeah.
I do love the smell of, like, Pirates of the Caribbean when you walk in. Like,
Yeah, it's
like,
really good smell.
Just an indoor kind
of... Love that ride.
Yeah,
I can't imagine the water, though, like, underneath the water.
Legend says that there is a real human skull on Pirates of the Caribbean. Like, it's
Why
the one, like, right
be?
When you go under. Someone donated their body to science or someone.
They donated their body to the ride.
I don't.
I have heard it's haunted.
There's a real human skull at Pirates
of
the Caribbean.
I've heard it's haunted.
What?
Yeah.
But, like, what do you mean it's
and I
haunted?
I heard Haunted Mansion's also haunted.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Those ones, like, freak me out because I know I'm underground.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, that in the Indiana Jones ride. Like, I really like them, but then, like, always halfway through, I'm like, what if there's an earthquake or something right now and I am under the earth?
Transformers. They're like all like that.
I feel like they figured it out.
What's the Transformers
one? It's like the bottom floor of Universal.
Where it's like, come on, I'm Optimus Prime. Like,
yeah, it's fun. It's a really fun.
Oh, Universal. I don't think I've done that.
I do love that they turned Tower of Terror into Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's really good.
It's way more fun.
So it's so much better than being fucking scared.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more exciting than scared.
Yeah.
And it's like, play, yeah, Jackson
and
5.
And the music. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There still was a little bit of like a spookiness to it. And like just knowing how many people were scared in this room for like decades, I felt a little bit of like something scary about this.
I still get scared riding on it though.
Yeah, there's something spooky about it.
Like waiting in line, I'm just like, fuck, I'm gonna back out.
When I was a kid, my dad, we waited in the long line for Tower of Terror, and I chickened out like the last minute.
Really?
My dad was like, I want to ride it. I think my dad ended up riding it,
hilarious.
But like
with
he
another
told
kid.
The employee was like, "You take him all the way down. I'm riding this damn ride."
Hell yeah, Jim!
That's hilarious.
I love that.
You
ride.
Drove with some other kid. I'm so much more proud of you than my son.
That's a good one.
They do wear you down though on those, like when you're waiting. I don't want to hear like some looping video of like the Simpsons cartoon or like
Harry Potter though does make it you feel like you're going
like
through the world.
Yeah,
like
that, I feel like a lot of
that's
them are
one
like that.
I never really mind.
The worst is just like you're just in one of those zigzag loops. It's just metal walls.
The Simpsons one specifically.
The Simpsons one is awful. It's you're
Universal.
Just, yeah, it's the same like 30-second loop of itchy
and
scratchy.
I think the ride's kind of stupid too.
It is kind of stupid.
Like the zigzag loop is like a trick to like keep. People like more well behaved and like content in line because you're looking at other people while you're in line. And if it was one long line, people would be like, "What's going on here? Why is it so long? Why aren't these people?"
It's also
moving?
So much more compact.
Yeah, Walt Disney like created it. There's a really good Defunct Land YouTube video about like the psychology behind lines and stuff in Disneyland. Hmm. It's really cool.
I think we've talked about this before, but at Disney, they're not allowed to declare anyone dead inside the park.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they have to do it outside the park.
They like move the body outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's also people who like want their ashes spread at Disney World, so they like try to do it and they get tackled. You ever seen those?
No, that's sick.
Oh yeah, Pete. Yeah,
I think it's crazy to
why
do that.
Why don't they let people spread their ashes?
Because they should just do it on Splash Mountain. Woo!
Yeah, literally. In Tower of Terror.
Just like get someone's grandpa right in your face. Just like
they should just have like a people. Like
are already doing
spend
it.
Their whole life. The freaks of Disney, like, just get a little area for them. Be like, here's the ash zone.
Kids are like, ooh, a sand pit.
Yeah.
I have a question. We already talked about this, but if you guys say one of your parents was getting cremated,
they don't do that, right? But sure,
okay,
we can
just
play
imagine.
Along.
And they had an option to, you can take the ashes back, like keep them, or you can have them like spread it in the ocean. And say you chose have them spread in the ocean. Would you care that she was cremated or he?
Well, you have to also preface, like, you're not the one doing it. The person who's cremating them is the one spreading it.
Oh, I thought I made that clear. Did I not make that clear?
I'm just trusting them that they're going to do what I tell them to do with it.
But here's the thing. Would you mind if you found out, like, they did what they did, but they burned, like, 20 bodies in one oven?
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, yeah, I would mind, and I would see legally if I can sue them because that's not what I consented to.
There's a documentary. It's a
if I just had to accept that's what they did, and that's something that I signed on.
Yeah,
I would be like, I'm an idiot. Why did I do that?
I just said like, if you don't care enough to be the one to go like do it, and like you're not having like a celebration, like why? Who cares? You don't care enough about your family member.
Well, yeah, if you don't care enough to go and do it. But what if it's like you're in New York and they want to be spread in California and you're across the country and you sign off and like, don't worry, we're going to take care of it. We're going
to
do it.
I would just be like, okay, well, send them to me. And then when I go to California, like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that happened. It was in Pasadena, actually. It's a documentary right now that's out. It's like a episodic documentary about this guy who owned a crematorium. And basically, they found out that he was cremating like multiple bodies at the same time, and like would give back people just like whatever ashes.
Oh,
because he truly—that's
crazy.
He truly is like because the interviewer were like, "Do you not find that?" Because he went to jail and got out, and they're like, "Did you not find that odd?" And he was like, "No, it's all the exact same scientific makeup. Like it does not matter. It's all the exact same."
God.
He literally in his head is like, "No, it truly does not matter.
It's all just carbon."
Yeah, so it's just like
no, that's
good
fucked
God.
Up.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. He like. Pulls teeth out of bodies, chops off fingers to get to get
what are these
jewelry.
Documentaries you're watching,
The Mortician,
bro?
It's on HBO.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really good.
No, thank you.
But I saw that because at first I was like, holy fuck, he's doing that. And then when I saw that they had the option to have them dump ashes into the water, I was like, okay, maybe I wouldn't care then. Because it's like, I don't really.
If you care enough about it, you should
do it.
Yeah. Agree.
Yeah. And don't do it at Disney World in public. That's fucking crazy.
That is weird. But what if it was your mother's?
But just
I would. 100%. If like you were like, hey.
I wouldn't be like.
No, I mean, you do it in like a little bush or whatever. Like, yeah.
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 That's awesome. Like, who cares?
I'm sure it happens all the time. We just don't know.
That's 100%. Fucking crazy that people cremate themselves.
I would. I feel like I would definitely do that.
I don't like that.
Would you rather just like bury a full body, embalm it, stuff it with like formaldehyde, cotton up and wire and just, like, a mouth? Spend all that money on a coffin?
To just stay there for the ever?
I'm just playing like
become one with the earth again.
Right. But I think coffins are ridiculous.
Coffins are ridiculous. They're very expensive.
I like the mushroom burial suit.
So scary that you call it a coffin.
What do you call it? Should I say casket?
Casket.
Oh,
yeah. Casket to me sounds like a baby.
Oh, coffin is like you're going to be coming out as a
Dracula.
Vampire.
Dracula.
Yeah. Caskets are the problem. I would totally say casket normally. Yeah. Like I wouldn't be like, hey, I'm a pallbearer carrying the coffin.
The city coffin. Nolan is from is the only city or the first city to make ultra wide coffins because the population there is heavily obese.
Very American. Yeah.
Yeah. I
didn't think about it.
I know. Yeah, because there's a show called Thousand Pound Sisters. It's like in his town.
Oh, of course it is. Okay. Yeah.
One of my shows I just like.
We got to just sit you down in front of the TV one day and do a little marathon.
We don't pry his eyes open like
this. I used to see those commercials. Yeah, it's like fucking Clockwork
Orange. I can't watch that either. So.
But just like even when I'm growing up, you see like TLC. Who the fuck is like, all these shows.
People Big World, hello.
Oh my gosh, John and I love K+8. The roll-offs.
Oh my, get me out of here.
TLC when I'm in a hotel room.
I can't.
Trading Spaces.
Damn, that's all I
TLC
want.
TLC had some great stuff. Yeah, I never put it on at my home.
Yeah.
Man, y'all are missing out. Discovery Plus has all the TLC shows.
Should we play a prank on him?
Yeah, what should we do?
Like, be like, oh my God, while you were in the bathroom, like Trump died or like something like that.
No, he can't joke. He can't joke about that.
No, I know. I'm saying like something that.
Elon Musk was shot. Oof, this is
No. Elon
got deported.
Okay. Who's gonna say it?
Elon getting deported.
You're like a kid.
Like some like news article or something.
Oh, you should pull a fake news article.
Yeah, I'll be like, pull it up.
Well, we have to be like talking about it when he comes in.
Guys, there's no way.
Elon deported.
I think it'd be funny if we're laughing about it.
Holy shit. I'm just practicing.
No, we already have to like be in conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
why? I'm just pretending.
I just like don't. What would even happen?
No, just say it's been like so groundbreaking right now. Like we're just
holy shit.
It just
happened.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Oh my God.
Getting into character.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
He's like shit.
What? No, this isn't. Is this real?
He comes in. He's like, I could hear you guys.
That is insane.
But we gotta be talking about something normal.
So crazy.
Or are you gonna bring it up?
Oh, we should already be reacting to it.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, Mike.
Oh.
I can't even look at it.
I know, it's really hard.
I think it's funny if you're lying.
I know.
No, that's insane.
That is so crazy.
He's just an insane person.
What?
Imagine knowing this, like when the election happened.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
He had to have seen it.
You had to have seen it. Is it on Apple News?
But guys, we're on our phones. He'll want to see it. Why would I be like, pull it up?
Oh, my gosh.
No, don't say that.
What?
Don't say it.
Have you seen it?
No, she's making.
Oh.
We'll see how fast.
Yeah. He walks in and sees her making.
I'm just like, I can't even believe that. That's real.
Crazy.
And thank God. Where do you get deported to? South Africa?
Yeah. He has to go back home.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
He's probably happy, though, because he doesn't really have a place in here anymore, in the government, at least.
No, it's just so insane.
That is so crazy.
I can't.
Unbelievable.
It's so funny. Like, if I knew this in January, I would be
Elon Musk got deported.
I would be
You're lying.
No.
Out.
You're lying.
No.
How did we just find this out?
The news.
Yeah.
Elon Musk got deported to South Africa?
Yes.
For 10 years. He can't come back.
There's no way.
Is there a way for you to pull it up?
Wait, I think she has it.
Let me see. Oh my,
this is real? Like confirmed from a real news source, or are you guys seeing on social media?
Yeah, social media. Social,
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Now.
That's where
I haven't seen an actual news article. I need like the AP or someone, Reuters.
Well, I think it's in, probably will come out any minute.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Bananas.
If it's fucking true.
I don't know if this is.
I'm on Twitter right now.
Twitter, I don't trust that website. I would need to see CNN or Reuters, or I just Googled Elon Musk deported. I mean, it might not
have hit the feed yet.
Have hit the, let me look, Associated Press.
Associated Press.
Gee, I can't believe I. The Associated Press is usually like where breaking news.
Oh damn.
Happens. Well, I don't know, guys.
Damn.
Who? What social media account said it?
All of them.
It's like everywhere. Let me see if Elon tweeted. Actually.
Yeah. He's probably having a meltdown. Unless they took it away from him.
He owns it.
I got a text about it.
I'm just not seeing any.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but what website is this?
No, it's. Yeah, no, this is the legit one.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
PNG.
Oh, you guys are fucking lying to me?
PNG. Dead.
No. It's all good. That was fast.
Lying to me.
Damn, good job.
God damn it.
That was really good. I'm sweating.
Wow.
I love him.
To me, it was so obvious you were lying because we were just dead quiet.
I texted you both. How is he still looking at his phone?
That was really good.
Like, what website is this?
Oh, Lord.
It's NPR.
Oh my God.
I love you. Just go, a good one. A really good one.
Wait, you just made that
Yeah.
up?
Yeah.
Fuck all of you.
Well,
that's
you walked out
crazy.
And I was like, let's prank him. And then we like finalized what we're going to do. She goes, I'll like edit it.
I was like,
that was really good.
That
Jesus
is so
Christ.
Funny.
I was so excited about that too. That would have been so sick. Such
Matt,
good news
so
to find
funny.
Out.
What? You just go, oh yeah. Like oh, yeah. You're the way you're talking is so obvious that you're trying like not to speak.
I don't know. I was
just
nervous about like
totally.
I know.
Like, is it gonna happen? Is it gonna happen?
I really
is it
just
happen?
But, was like, can we pull it up?
Damn, that's fuck. That was crazy. Can I see that image again, please? Can we pull that up on the screen?
I should post it as a tweet and see if it goes viral.
Yeah. We just lie about this.
This is Al Jazeera.
Wow. Oh my God! Breaking news: Musk deported to South Africa. Oh my God! Wow.
That's one of their newest. Few.
This is really
That's
good.
Great.
Really good job.
Musk deported to South Africa. PNG. Yeah, you really covered all your bases here. Oh my.
Totally.
Yeah.
I started reading that, and I was like, "What?"
That's.
I would die.
Really, really good.
I would die if it was like NPR. Looked like NPR's website.
Oh my God.
That's unbelievable.
That was great.
You're a miracle worker over there.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Wow. Oh. Damn.
Well, how was that ride?
Hopefully.
We're manifesting.
Since this is a month later, hopefully that.
And we do
manifest.
Oh my
God, imagine we do. Wait, what was something recent that we manifested on the podcast?
I told you something off the record.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you after.
Secrets?
It's something I'll talk about
after.
I think
it actually was you.
Yeah. We do manifest stuff on this pod, I will say.
Truly.
But we can't talk about it.
I will give myself a pat on the back for having a solid media diet and not trusting social media when breaking news happens.
Well, there wasn't a single thing on social media.
I would have called bullshit way faster. I've been like, that's not happening.
You're like deep in your phone.
I'd be like, my feed would be full.
Doing Reuters, AP. I did do an Instagram search to see it, and I didn't see anything. And I was like, this is... why would you lie about this? That's so crazy.
Hey, we just pulled it out of our asses.
That's really good, guys. Really good segment.
Thanks to our producer.
Hope y'all had a little
thank
laugh.
Thank you, Em, our producer, for helping us out with that bit.
Queen.
Even though I feel betrayed and I can't trust anything anybody says anymore.
No.
I'm going to make a TikTok about this.
You're so mean to me.
All right. I think that probably can wrap up our episode then.
Yeah, I think so.
A good mic roasting, a good mic prank.
So proud of everyone here except Mike.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of those now.
Oh, I was cracking up.
Yeah. Well, It is what it is.
TJ was so funny. It was like listening to the episode because I had to like pull images, and he was like, "What is he talking about?"
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna let my freak flag fly on this podcast, guys.
Yeah, you should. It's good.
We should clip that.
What?
You saying the proud thing. I think of it'll get a lot of engagement.
Oh, me talking about being proud?
Yeah.
Like from the other episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just make sure it's in 4K. Currently.
You're not allowed to be proud of someone who's doing better than you.
People
on TikTok are going to lose their mind.
Well, my question is, should I add your commentary at the end when it, or at the... Whatever, when it's like, but what if it's like a follower of us?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that adds.
Oh, God. Yeah. The mic haters are eating this week, y'all. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody.
Toodles. Bye. We-